For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A big working dinner in New York City to lay groundwork for the summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been meeting with North Korean envoy Kim Yong-chol, the most senior North Korean to hold talks with Americans on U.S. soil in almost two decades. There are three different sets of meetings that are underway, the summit in New York with two top national security advisors to each leader. In Singapore, there's White House officials meeting with North Koreans to talk about logistics. And also at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas, you have really experienced diplomats working on a lot more of the serious issues of the summit. According to Secretary Pompeo, the goal is to get an agreement that is complete and cannot be turned around. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
Defense Secretary James Mattis has expressed concern for shipping after an oil tanker was struck by a missile in the Red Sea. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
Secretary Mattis was aboard a military aircraft when he briefed reporters about concerns for shipping in the international waters of the Red Sea.
The threat to the Red Sea shipping was pretty obvious when you saw the tanker get hit by an Iranian-supplied missile to the Houthis. So the implications of this are not insignificant if we don't get this under control.
Houthi rebels from Yemen caused minor damage to the Saudi oil tanker last month when he fired the Iranian-supplied missile.
Last night in Nashville, Tennessee, the president held one of his signature rallies. There were about 5,000 people in attendance who braved the bad weather. Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn explains what it was like to have President Trump in Nashville.
The event was so exciting. We have so many Tennesseans that packed that arena, even in bad weather.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's border wall proposal has generated some cross-the-border bickering, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Donald Trump insisting at an appearance in Nashville on Tuesday night that Mexico will pay for his planned border wall.
I don't want to cause a problem. But in the end, Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
About an hour after the statement by Trump, the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, responded and tweeted, quote, "No, Mexico will never pay for a wall," adding, "Not now, not ever." Peña Nieto then repeated the tweet in Spanish. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A New York grand jury has indicted Harvey Weinstein on rape and criminal sex act charges. Weinstein decided not to testify before a grand jury. Steve Kastenbaum has more.
Fact charges.
Manhattan DA Cy Vance said in a written statement, quote, "This indictment brings the defendant another step closer to accountability for the crimes of violence with which he is now charged," end quote. On Tuesday, after meeting with the judge in the case, Weinstein's attorney, Ben Brothman, cast doubt on the credibility of the alleged victim.
Someone with whom he has had a 10-year consensual sexual relationship with.
Weinstein is due back in court in late July. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.